It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. Black Friday on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is powered by We Energies. Energy you can depend on.
You heard the man. You know we do this every Friday. Black Friday on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is powered by We Energies. Energy you can depend on. Call in right now at 833-212-1017 to shout out your very own black business or a black business that you love. Despite what may or may not have happened for your business during the Republican National Convention, we want to make sure that we keep showing your business love. And again, let us know, 833-212-1017. How was your business impacted during the week of the RNC? Because we had over 50,000 out-of-towners come in. And according to the most recent reports, $280 million is estimated to be the number that came
into the
city of Milwaukee. That's a whole lot of money.
Yes.
Telly, actually, matter of fact, what you just said during the break, you can't talk no more because you a fool. Y'all, I'm so tired. Telly be having me dying during the breaks. And when he gets back on the air, good morning, this is Telly Hughes. You make me sick. Don't say nothing for the rest of that show. I triple dog dare you to tell the people what you told me during
I don't even remember what I just said.
Yes, you do. Come down here and meet your mama. Good morning, Al. I'm gonna tell y'all
that part.
I'm gonna tell y'all what Telly said after we hear from Al. Good morning, Al. You're live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
I got a question. I got two questions actually. Jesse Norman, which is nothing but a white man talking. He said that they saved somebody's life. But considering we got 5+ police officers with their guns blazing, I wonder, was those 38 people that were black in Ohio, I wonder were they life saves if they did that to one black man here in Milwaukee? And my second question is what is your outlook on the Day Grinder app crashing due to the RNC being downtown? And I'll hang up and listen.
Mm.
The what? I'm sorry, Miss, what did he say?
So.
What?
So thanks, Al.
Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I had no idea about this until I was listening to Jamming with Juice on my way in this morning. So apparently there is an app called Grindr. And I'm only going off of what Ben said because I have never heard of this app before this morning. So apparently it's an app that is the equivalence of Tinder, but for
the LGBTQIA+.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Gotcha.
And there seemed to have been this app crashed this morning along with some other computers and power outages and IT outages to a point where there were some flights that were grounded this morning.
Time here in Milwaukee at General Mitchell. Yeah.
Yes. And so there was some type of technical glitch. Things appear to be getting back on track. As a matter of fact, there were a couple of other radio stations locally that were impacted that couldn't even go on the air because of this computer glitch this morning.
Wow.
And so, yes, Al, I did hear about that, and they do appear to be restoring services to different outlets. But, yes, there was a power outage of some sort. And
now the reports are saying this is not a cybersecurity related incident.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they also said that Joe Biden's a fighter. But anywho.
Oh, so this is why you have to go to our talk and text line 833-212-1017, because what we can't say, people like to text in. And
on
Al just texted in. It said that on both.
Yeah. Okay.
He said Grindr is where men/Republicans looking for gay sex. So that's what Grindr is, apparently.
So Oprah Winfrey was in Milwaukee on July 18th, which was yesterday. That's why I'm going to tell people what you said during the break.
Hated it.
Oprah Winfrey, we love everyone here at The Truth. Don't do that, Ricky, because I don't want anybody. We love – now, for I can't speak for y'all, but when I speak, don't do that because I don't want people that – I love everybody. Real talk. Yeah, don't – not when I say things. Don't put that out there.
I'm only laughing because I love when I discover things that everybody already knew about. You know, we lame. We're like, Grindr, what is this?
I don't hate anybody based on their race, religion, gender, or sexual orientation. I want to make that crystal clear. So I don't hate anything like that. But what I do hate is knowing that $280 million was poured into this city, and I ain't get one. You know what? Let me get off my selfish
But no, rant. But $285 million, that's a real number.
What?
And it seems like that's a number where everybody should be eating.
Man.
And to know that there are some businesses that did not benefit from 50,000 extra bodies and 100,000 pockets, if everybody has two pockets at least in their pants.
Not the math based on the number of pockets. I love it.
I mean, that's a lot of revenue, a lot of income, and that should have bolstered the economy on every front. Everybody should have been eating this week.
Everybody should have been eating. Now, speaking of eating, Oprah Winfrey, and for those that don't know, Winfrey spent a majority of her childhood living in Milwaukee. Her mother, Vanita Lee, died in, I think, 2018 here in Milwaukee. So Oprah is a frequent visitor of Milwaukee. She has a number of family members here. And so yesterday she stopped by Pat's Rib Place, which is located inside the Milwaukee Public Market, just right down the street from where we broadcast. And according to the Milwaukee Public Market's Instagram page, Winfrey stopped by Pat's Rib Place to support her niece and nephew-in-law, Alicia and Ty Hayes. And so it was good to have Oprah in the building. She was not here for the RNC, and she also had another funeral that she had to attend. But the Milwaukee Public Market posted in their Instagram, "It's heartwarming to see a celebrity make time to support their family's small business." And so again, Oprah Winfrey was in Milwaukee for a family funeral yesterday, according to a spokesperson for Oprah Winfrey, and she stopped by her niece and nephew's Pat's Rib Place, which is located inside the Milwaukee Public Market. That's why Oprah was here.
And I hate the fact that she is in town for a funeral, but it is also good to know that piece of information because the timing of it.
Yes.
Because the first thing Democrats could say is, if Oprah is a Democrat, well, why didn't she come when Kamala Harris was here with D.L. Hughley? And why didn't she come any other time? So why would she come during the RNC? So, once again, that should be the headliner. She's here for a funeral and happened to stop by her cousin's business.
Yes.
Not the opposite. Not the other way around.
No, no. I mean, come on now. Oprah's not going to come to Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention because that would be very detrimental to what's already a failing party, the Democratic Party. And as someone, again, who has voted traditionally Democrat, I'm very disappointed and I'm very concerned. So are we ready to get into it?
Let's do it.
What in the BB King is going on with the Democratic Party? What Damn. In the BB King is going on? And then, as a Bears fan, of course you're going to have your convention in Chicago. Of course, go where the losers play. Y'all, it is crunch time. And more every day, I just continue to shake my head that the fact that in the first time that I have been black and breathing, I have not only been disappointed by the Democratic Party, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, and I triple dog dare somebody to even try to make me feel like I'm out of order for feeling this way. Mm-hmm. Where is our leaders? The Democratic Party has failed. Like, where are our leaders? Because if Joe Biden, this is what it proved. President Joe Biden, obviously, and I can say that with my chest sticking out, is not going to win. Yeah. He's just not. And more reports are saying that he's going to drop out of the presidential race.
As early as this weekend.
Then who else do we have?
Well, it actually makes sense that it's going to be in Chicago because what just happened? 4 years ago, y'all drafted a quarterback that y'all thought was going to take you there.
Not Jay Cutler.
Now, the Democrats are having to make a shift. Didn't the Bears draft their newest franchise quarterback this year?
Who wears fingernail polish, but that's a whole nother maybe that inspires his greatness, so let me not judge.
So, looks like the Democrats are going to have to pick a new franchise quarterback themselves.
And this Democratic National Convention that's going to take place right down the street in Chicago beginning August 15th, it may be, you think this was historic, this RNC? If here's the thing, if President Biden steps out of the race, that convention is going to have to be completely reorchestrated. The formalities in terms of delegates, you know, saying, hey, for the state of Wisconsin, for the state of Illinois, we proudly accept such and such. That's all going to go by the wayside. They're going to have to totally restructure the DNC. But after we take this caller, my question is, as Black people, how do you feel about this constant narrative? Because we had the Black media director for Joe Biden's campaign on The Truth yesterday on Carrie and Ben's show, Jamming with Juice. And we're going to play an audio clip because now one thing I said I'm not going to do, Truth Nation, I'm not going to talk about another Black woman in a negative way on the air.
But off air?
But we're going to play this audio. Sandra, good morning. Thank you so much for holding. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Okay, good morning. I was listening, and I mean, all the excitement with the RNC and all that stuff, and Eric Trump and Trump being so nice. But if he's so nice, why is he telling – he tells you straight up front what he's going to do to the inner city. He's going to put the military down here, the police. Everybody's going to guard the inner city. And, like, when they were expressing their how they felt about the city, none of them ever came down to the central city exactly because we're next door. All they had to do is, which they, I know they needed protection. But if you come down this way, I live on 27th. So you come down this way, you start seeing raggedy houses. I always say it. You see raggedy houses, boarded up houses, garbage people dump their garbage. So you don't hear this. And like they said, this is like your state. You have to get on your state government. But it's always blackface. When you see police kill somebody, it's always blackface highlight. I just sent you a picture where this young girl, 16, was getting ready to stab a girl. And the police shot her dead. He was right on her. It was one police. But the thing is, I don't know. They speak of tasers. They used to use them. I don't know what it is. I know our police got new guns. So these guns will rip you apart. So, and I'm sure the Ohio police had the best guns. And they said those bullets will go through every organ in your body. It'll travel like a circle. I don't know, but that's what I read. So I'm just wondering, we need them to, if they want to be so polished up and show out, because I think they show out because Eric Trump and Trump's family, they're rich people. You know, I read a lot about what they have, which I don't care what they have. I just don't like because Black people are broken down to shreds. And all of us are not like that. But I just don't like the media. And even with all this automation coming in, a lot of stuff is going to go. And it's the anchor people who are going. I mean, they gave a list of every job, you know, where they tell you not to go to college in. So a lot of things are going to happen, especially when we get the Republicans up in there. And I'm a Democrat. I'm going to tell you straight up. And so I'm reading on both sides, which I have, and I'm reading on what they stand for. And like I said, some of them just want the government torn down. They call it the deep state. They want the government torn down, period. They want to keep their all the money they make. They don't want to pay no taxes. And the gay people pay taxes. So we pay taxes, and we women, and they're all up in our stuff. If you want to be all up in our stuff, we don't need to pay no taxes. Let us get our own area where we can stay now and leave us alone. That's the way I look at it.
Well, thank you, Sandra. We appreciate your call and sharing your perspective now. As far as me saying that Eric Trump is nice, he was. It's a Republican National Convention. He's the son of the Republican candidate who happened to say, hey, would love to be on your show. And we accepted. And that, for me, that should be what takes place. We should be having more conversations because as Black people, we need to be understanding that as much as we've been conditioned to vote Democrat,
We have options.
We have options. And then secondly, Sandra, a lot of the problems that you're presenting in terms of what you're factoring in as part of how you're going to vote, a lot of that has to do with local and state legislation, not the executive branch of our government. And see, that's another opportunity. We've got to start holding our local and state elected officials accountable because when we start talking about the crime in Milwaukee or Wisconsin, that's not a President Trump thing.
Yeah.
That's not a President Biden thing. They of course they're going to say things in terms of their campaign. When you elect me, I'm going to make sure that. Now, Sandra, I don't know how old you are. It's none of my business. But I'm 48. And as long as I've been a black 48-year-old woman, I have never known a president to reduce crime in a certain isolated area of the country. And so when you have a black police chief, a black mayor, a black county executive, a black sheriff, and you want to hold the president accountable?
Yeah.
That's one of our problems as black people right now. Good morning, Mrs. Rose. Thank you so much for holding. Thank you so much for holding. I just got told we got to go to break really quick. When we come back to break, we're going to take both of our callers who are live. But again, we come back, we got to start talking about how we use our vote. And yes, Eric Trump was nice. It doesn't mean I'm going to go start a business with him. But during the Republican National Convention, yes, we interviewed him and he was nice. The experience was nice. I don't know him personally. All right, y'all, we come back. We're going to get into our callers. Keep calling. Let us know how you feel. 833-212-1017. This is the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, the Truth Family Fest is back. The award-winning 1017 The Truth is proud to announce our second annual Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 17th at Riverside University High School in Milwaukee. We are bringing the community together for a family festival that will have something for everyone. There will be live music, delicious food, and we will be giving away backpacks, school supplies, and much more. So mark your calendars for this exciting event and come out to our second annual Truth Family Fest, which is on Saturday, August 17th at Riverside University High School. The Truth Family Fest is presented by Associated Bank. Your money works here. And sponsored by Milwaukee Public Schools, Gruber Law Offices, Erie Insurance, American Family Insurance, Outreach Community Health Centers, and Greater Milwaukee Urban League.
Good morning, Truth Nation. We have been talking about the RNC. We're giving you the recaps of both what happened inside and outside here in Milwaukee as we hosted the 2024 Republican National Convention. There is a lot going on our YouTube message board as well as our Truth Talk and text line, 833-212-1017. Good morning, Mrs. Rose. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Okay, first, it's Ms. Rose, not Mrs., okay? I just want to clarify that. Basic logic was missing in this whole conversation on what's happening with the president of the Democratic Party. They need to get back to the message needed to basically put the person, it doesn't matter who's running, the message should be the same. It's going to be the same, basically. And that's where the problem comes in, is how to express that message in such a manner that it will say, no Trump, do Biden. And then, see, what you're getting away from, you're getting to too many personal feelings. Get there to support Biden, because the money is there, so much money is there, and you got to use a basic logic along a strategy. And then strategize how the people can support the issues of the Democratic Party and come out with information, with jingles and all sorts of things, whatever's necessary to make the people realize that the negative of the Republican Party is keeping the Democratic Party from moving ahead by maintaining control of the finance. They need to look at the basics instead of all this personal thing and inadequate mentality. Why the Democrats can win by changing the focus of the mentality of the truth of knowledge and get away from all this draconian mentality, what's going on right now.
because Biden, there's nothing wrong with Biden being there and just me getting the support.
Thank you, Miss Rose. Appreciate you always calling in and sharing your perspective. So Miss Rose is like, look, the Democrats can still win if. So again, thank you so much for calling. Black Conscious, you are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
What Miss Rose said, I agree. Anyways, not just self and self-awareness. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Listen, we really, to what Miss Rose says with some of my talking points, but I'm going to give you one more, put it back in the humorous side. In regards to the Democrats falling apart with Biden, when have we ever turned our grandfather to stop doing anything? And what would be the response he would give us? So let's stop that noise and let's strategize and organize these folks, these young folks and whoever folks that need to get registered to vote, to cast their vote when that time comes for whoever their candidate is. And stay focused on the topics, the things that matter most to you. That's all we need to do. Let them sort out what they're going to do, because if it's not him, it's vice president, but whoever it is, make sure you are ready to cast your vote. And how you do that, young folks, go register. How we do that, adults, to make sure our young folks do it, take them to the polls to help them register.
Black Conscious, before we let you go real quick, was Joe Biden at grandpa's age 3.5 years ago when he was elected?
It doesn't matter. Any senior is not going to take advice from anybody once they got their mind set up on doing whatever they want to do. They have lived their life, and they no younger folks going to tell them what to do.
My point in asking that is because you said we have never turned to our grandfather to stop something or solve problems. And
What I mean.
Go ahead.
Let me clarify that.
Okay.
When have we ever told an elder to stop doing something and they listened? It's rare.
Okay.
Now maybe the grandmothers hear you but any male, now we're talking about a pink-toed male, elder male, that's even more stubborn, it's not going to happen. So let's keep our focus and stay on the same page by pushing your agenda and telling us what you're going to do for us to get our vote.
All right.
Because right now we're witnessing our own demise. Live righteous, Milwaukee.
Thank you, Black Conscious. Appreciate your comment. As always, DJ, good morning. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. I really don't know where to start. I think my concern with our community is that there are many of us that try to, we have this blanket focus on voting, right, where we encourage folks to vote, but we don't talk to them about the candidates really in depth about what it means to have candidate A or candidate B. And I think it's important for us to vote, but I also think that we need to vote with a sound understanding that if you don't vote in favor specifically of your blackness, that you will not only affect yourself and your well-being, but also the well-being of the folks that look like you. And I think we shy away from having those conversations, given the way that generation upon generation has been encouraged to see things from a very colorblind perspective. But when we really think about the history of this country, not just the history, but the manifestations of how the mechanisms of racism have evolved, there has never been a time when white people haven't voted in favor of their whiteness, which is why Donald Trump is doing so well, is because we're having unconscious or conscious conversations about race. And black people often think that they can liberate themselves from oppression by way of capitalism and gaining access to wealth. But racism does not get eliminated that way. In fact, sometimes you're buying into your own.
So, DJ,
I have a question.
And I, as you're speaking, my head is nodding in agreement. Now, one of the things that I wanted to ask you that's been on my mind is succession planning. we, as a Democratic Party, they obviously do not have a pipeline of future, younger, innovative people, of especially of color. Like the Congressional Black Caucus, they have a formal program that is supposed to generate a pipeline of the next generation of leaders. And the fact that we are struggling as Black Americans on, hey, if we do decide to vote Democrat, if we do support Joe Biden, who is probably going to drop out, then where do we go from here? Like, we have no inventory of solid leadership. So
yes, where and do we, I can agree with you. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead, because I know we got to take a break. So DJ, do me a favor. Just hold on really quick. I know we got another couple of callers. If y'all can just hold, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear from you, DJ, as well as Mrs. Rose. Please let me know that you got that right, brother. Okay. And Maurice, because it does matter. Because if y'all call me Mrs., I'll be like, no. DT is a Ms. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We've been talking about the Republican National Convention, and now the DNC is closely among us. It will begin August 15th through the 18th down the street in Chicago, Illinois. DJ, thank you so much for your patience. We're back. Let's get back into this conversation. DJ, are you there? Are you still there, DJ?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right.
I'm still here.
Thank you so much, Queen, for holding. Now, DJ, you brought up some very, very valid points regarding Black voters, our mindset, what we have traditionally targeted our vote towards, what should be the new position of the Democratic Party. Now, I wanted to ask you, and I'll ask again, DJ, we talk about, you know, who we should vote for and why we should vote. Why are we not having the conversation of succession planning and building leaders to be ready and equipped to take the baton from what has traditionally been older, white, straight men?
Yeah, I think that, frankly, I think that question applies to both parties. I think that the succession plan isn't there because Black folks, I think, may be a little bit apprehensive about our representation of ourselves. Many of us, I think it was maybe Ms. Rose or someone else that you had on the call a few moments ago, had mentioned that there is the presence of blackface. So, like, the way that I kind of see it is that Black people have essentially move from being in the big house to now being overseers. And I say that in a way that's like, we went from like being, you know, in spaces where white people are, but now we're in spaces having control of where Black folks are, but we still produce a very white supremacist agenda, because many of us have either drank the Kool-Aid, or we have chosen, we're fearful of what will happen if we do speak up. Speaking from a generational perspective, different generations have different perspectives of liberation. So you might have an older Black individual working at a company that does not, you know, thinks that perhaps integration was where that was like our success. And now that I'm here in this space of leadership, this is as far as it needs to go. We don't need to like actually change the policies that were racist. And in that, many of us don't really understand the depths of racism, much less the way or the pathway to change the policies to represent a more equitable society. So
now, DJ, are you located? Are you based out of Milwaukee? If you don't mind me asking,
born and raised.
So DJ, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but you're receiving a lot of love also on the YouTube message board. But I got to say, just by, because rarely do we ask call-in guests to hold and come back. I think
this was worth it.
This was worth it. DJ, look, you know, I'm 48. I'm getting up there. And just based on what just based on what you're saying, I think you should consider at least consulting in the, how do we say this, political industry in local government. So DJ, thank you for your call. Please continue to keep calling. If you could give our producer your information, because I really would like to continue hearing your perspective as well, and we need to hear from more Black women anyway. So DJ, thank you so much. All right, we'll be in contact with you soon. All right, have a great day. Good morning, Maurice. Thank you so much for holding. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Oh, good morning. Glad to talk this morning. I think the problem, one of the issues we have as Black folks is, you know, we're not really politically astute and involved more in politics to make the proper decisions about who we want to help serve us in our community, because that's what politicians are supposed to do. They're supposed to serve us, the people. And then I know Joe Biden may be old. I'm not even a Democrat, you know, or a Republican, certainly. I mean, from what I hear, Joe Biden may be old, but, and which, he, you know, he should have just ran 4 years. And then, but seeing that he is not, and we are where we are, he may be old, but the people that he appoint to run the country will make better decisions than the people that Donald Trump would choose if he were to become president again, because they're going to politicize all of these departments that we need as people. I know we need stuff as Black folks, but the president does not just represent Blacks. And it seems like we are asking the president to do stuff for us each election. And that's why we come out. Yes, we vote Democrat mostly as Blacks, but the Democrat Party at least will hear what we as Black folks, like I said, it's just not us, but some of the things we need does get accomplished when Democrats are in office. Not everything. Some of the things we need now under Joe Biden have been done. The things that we needed, like I said, not just over Blacks, but under Trump. I remember the 4 years of Trump. He didn't do anything. It was the only thing they talk about criminal justice reform for Blacks. I mean, I'm not a criminal, so that wouldn't help me as a Black man. And there are a lot of Black people that are not criminals. And if that's all the Republicans have to offer, I mean, you know, I think that's one of our issues.
I think, and I, know, I agree with you, Maurice. I think for me, though, it's, we keep talking about, I'm going to vote for President Biden because I don't like President Trump. I'm going to vote for President Biden because although he is, you know, 81 and will be 85 or 86 if he's reelected and serves a second term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But my question is this. If he has this incredible team that's surrounding him, from an optics standpoint, we need to see that. And traditionally, when a president is running for reelection, they are going to appear, from an optics standpoint, independent. They want, just like what former President Trump did when the assassination attempt took place. He literally put his fist in the air, and it's already on the cover of Time, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. That picture is on the latest edition of Time magazine because it presents Donald Trump as a untouchable, invincible warrior who's going to take care of this country. Yeah. But with Biden, if he's surrounded by so many great people, we need to start seeing that.
Yes, yes.
Because you've had, and I'll just say this really quick, you've had notable Democrats that are saying, we are going to lose. We, as the Democratic Party, are going to lose this presidential election. And a number of Democrats who are running for Senate, who are running for the House of Representatives, i.e. Congress, or running for governor, are saying that if Biden wins, then we're going to lose.
Yes, yes. And we're past the point of them showing that is something they should have done in the first quarter. And when they knew that they were going to attack Joe Biden's age. So that's when you roll them out. Like now, if you roll out to his team or the people that are going to be making decisions, the people still are going to have this etched in their mind that at the end of the day, this older, elderly man is going to make the final decision on a lot of very important things that's going to happen. And it's not going to be the team, because that is the way that they have been attacking the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden, look at him. He can barely get up the stairs. He looks weak. He doesn't look. And that
doesn't
was
know names.
And the video montage that they played before Donald Trump took the stage, that's what it all was based around. You want a strong leader. You want someone that's going to meet with other world leaders and show them that America is the strongest country ever, and this, that, and the other. And so when you think of strength and strong and showing that you are authoritarian, the picture and video of Joe Biden doesn't show that.
At all.
And so when you talk about, yes, and we agree, and we all know that it is the team that is running the country. It's not the president. And so, but we're too late. It's too late to be showing that now. So
we got 5 minutes left to this election. Now, again, DJ, if you're still listening, the YouTube message board, they're like, DJ, DJ. And see, that's what we need. We need more DJs. We need young, innovative, talented, intellectual, articulate, smart, black, brown, all different types of leaders. Because, again, we have been conditioned to believe. Do you know, either way, our country is only 248 years old. Relatively speaking, when you compare the United States of America to other countries in the world, we are one of the youngest, if not the youngest. Our existing president is one third the age of this country.
Yeah.
248 years old. And so it is time for us to, as black people, in my opinion, to start holding elected officials. Like, who is the next pipeline? Who's the new pipeline? How are we developing the next generation of black government leaders? I'm going to the CBC this year. And Telly and them was cracking up last night, because usually I go to the CBC to network and socialize and have a good time. Oh, today I'm going to have my pad pencils. I'm going to have my glasses. How did we get here?
Nobody's supposed to be here.
I'm going to be like, they're going to say, and because you know, at the Phoenix Awards, which is their big, you know, gala every CBC, they have the Phoenix Awards. I promise you, if they have President Biden as the keynote speaker, I'm walking out. I'm going to be like, give me my money back. We do not need to hear from President Biden anymore.
Yeah.
We are good on that. Now.
Yeah. And it sounds like, too, DT, that, I mean, this is the closest to Joe Biden making a decision on whether he's going to stay on the race. I truly believe if he stays in the race past this weekend, he's staying in.
And if he stays in, the Democratic Party is going to lose this presidential race. We need more folks like DJ. Ricky, did you get her information? Okay, good. Bet. All right. When we come back, or can we keep going, DJ? Okay, good. We have a sound clip. I don't know if you tuned in yesterday. Hopefully you did. Of course you did. So yesterday on Jamming with Juice, with Benjamin and our very own beautiful Carrie Noni Juice, they had a guest, Jasmine. Let me get her name right. Jasmine Harris. So as of January of this year, the Biden-Harris campaign hired Jasmine Harris to be the director of black media to better reach black voters. This is a soundbite from her response to why black people need to vote for Joe Biden. Here we go.
We were just discussing the fact that Joe Biden now has COVID. And even since the debate, a lot of people within the Democratic Party have been requesting or advocating for him to even step down and somebody else come into the picture. What are your thoughts on if he is going to even be able to be, quote unquote, strong enough or healthy enough to run and beat Donald Trump? Because I think with this COVID news that has come out, even more people are concerned. So what are some things that you can say to kind of like calm people down and make them not worry as much as I have been seeing them being worried?
Yeah, I think I would point them to the interviews that the president has done since the debate. He's looked very strong and been very communicative in all of them.
Stop right there. Did you hear that, Telly? The black media director for the Biden-Harris campaign. This interview took place yesterday. DJ Ricky, can you play it back one more again? This is what we as black people are being told. Savannah, you look fine as hell, girl. You better work it. Yes, girl. Almost said a bad word. Can you rewind that? Black people, I'm not making this up.
I think I would point them to the interviews that the president has done since the debate. He's looked very strong and been very communicative in all of them.
I'm out. Telly, this is the rest of your show. I'm out. Y'all have a great weekend. Stay black. Stay focused.
Well,
this is the media director.
I am so glad we didn't run that clip during the 7 o'clock hour if you were just going to be out. Because
y'all can't make this up. What in the
biggie? Yeah.
That is what you're saying? Because Carrie's question, shout out to Carrie Noni Juice, her question was amazing. And all this lady had to do, and this is what she said. Bye, Telly. You know, I told you my philosophy. I do not argue or debate with stupidity. What? Y'all, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. Am I tripping? Am I overreacting? Y'all in the YouTube message board, tell me, DT, you overreacted if I am.
I truly look at it as stop trying to tell us something that we are seeing. Like,
Truth Nation, I'm waiting. Please correct me if I'm overreacting. DJ Ricky, one more again. Just one more again, please. Because this is what black people...
That's like saying the sky is green. Like, no, for real.
It's green. It's for real. It's green.
It's green.
But it's blue. Nah, you're not... Look, all that rhetoric about the sky being green... I mean, blue.
Yeah, I think I would point them to the interviews that the president has done since the debate. He's looked very strong and been very communicative in all of them. I was just on the ground in Vegas in the black community.
So you were, he's been very communicative when he's calling his Vice President Trump, making mistakes, introducing President Zelensky as President Putin. And yes, you could say, oh, these are slip of the tongues and these are mistakes, but there's a time where you can't make these mistakes. That's the thing, that people always want to forgive mistakes. And because here's the thing, DT.
Can I just say this really quick, though?
Wait a minute. Let me finish this point before I forget. But here's the thing of what I know on television and being a television personality over the last two decades. I don't have to be perfect, but if I'm doing a 90-second report, I got to be perfect during those 90 seconds.
There you go.
You got to be perfect when it's time for you to be on. And if the only thing you got going on that day is a press conference, okay, there's 24 hours in a day. If this press conference is 30 minutes, for those 30 minutes, you need to be on. You need to do whatever you need to do to be on. So it's not just, oh, it's a slip of the tongue, or these are indictments to where you are mentally.
Truth Nation, before we go to break, I want you to do me a favor. If you have or had a friend that said, oh, it was just a debate, calm down. We're overreacting. Give Biden a chance. He had a bad day. That was when, Telly? 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Where we at today?
Yeah. Still having bad days.
Truth Nation, we're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to get into our truth of the matter. I do want to read this quote really quick, Ricky. Please don't yell at me. DB on the True Talking text line says, you guys are having a beautiful morning. I hate to say this, but it needs to be said. I'd rather back the person who's potentially going senile than back someone who has proven true potential for dictatorship. Even under crazy, we can still be free. Under a dictator, the country is in true danger. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. My truth of the matter is simply this. As a black voter who has traditionally voted Democrat, I'm very nervous. And the truth of the matter is, whether you think that or you feel as though I'd rather vote for someone who's senile versus someone who is going to be a dictator, I think the more important question is, who do we have in our community as impactful, effective leaders? When are we going to start building a new pipeline of innovative leadership that looks like us? And how do we continue, if not activate, keeping our dollar in our community like other communities? And that is my truth of the matter.
My truth of the matter is real simple, that you have to ask the question, okay, if you are looking at, a lot of people view this race as the battle of the lesser of two evils, but you got to look at what is the worst thing that can happen if each candidate is elected president. What's the worst thing that can happen if Joe Biden was the president? That is that he steps down and maybe Kamala Harris becomes the president while he's in his presidency. But what is the worst thing that can happen if Donald Trump becomes president? And that is a question you need to answer for yourself. And that is the truth of the matter for me.
Ooh, Telly, you better drop them truth of the matter.
Hey, got to finish the week strong.
You did. And we did. And thank you again, brother, for having my back and doing everything that you did this week. And as well as DJ Ricky on the ones and twos. Y'all, thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great weekend. I know I am. Up next, Sherwin Hughes and 9 more live consecutive hours of Milwaukee Black Talk. We love you. Make it a great weekend.
Peace out.